Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Brancato moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Collins fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Collins. Walker moves to third. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Grimes trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Grimes, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into McCoy, who relays the ball to Brancato, who tags Feller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mack scores. Desautels moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller has Brancato trapped. He fires to second, with Boudreaux covering, who tags Brancato for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter bunts towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Chapman moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman scores. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into right field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Suter moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Suter is picked off. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Farrick now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.